This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Stefan with Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington for a few more weeks because Kara is sitting it out literally. Sorry, Kara. She fell down, broke her leg in a couple of places.
Hairline fracture. Two of them in her tibia.
All right. And she has a lot of hair, so the hairline
yes.
is probably a little thicker
thick hair.
Than most. Dr. Ken Cronas. Actually, we are. When Ken's here, let's ask him about that, Richie. Ken will be here in a few minutes to update you. He's been in Rome for the past couple of weeks doing what the Romans do, and so he's back to readjust, and he'll be here with the medical news of the week in a moment. This is the final week. The last 3 weeks or so, school has been starting, and unusual things are happening as the school season opens in different parts of the country. The story of Yvette Vasquez is a focal point. Single mom. She drove her 12-year-old son Elijah to school first day. He told her it was Donuts with Dad Day. First day of school, the two of them cooked up a plan to make sure Elijah felt at home. She was dropping him off. So many cars. When he told me what was actually going on, I said, well, why didn't you tell me that before? What can you do? He asked his mother. She said, well, I could dress up like a man. We've got 10 minutes before the bell. I have a mustache. And this kid said, I got a mustache, Mom. So they ran home. She transformed herself from a mother into a father and went to school dressed up as a man so that she could spend Donuts with Dad Day with her son because the dad's not around. There's an amusing twist and turn to that, but there's also a sort of serious side.
Which bathroom did you get to use?
Oh, right.
To the bathroom, yeah. But, think about it the other way. I always look at these things, I hope I look at them from at least two different perspectives. So it's kind of fun, and they had a good time with it, and everybody laughed at school. But it underscores the tragedy that lots and lots and lots of young men and women, young people in school have a problem. They don't have two parents. And more often than not, the father takes the trip. And I have, you've heard me many years, for those of you who have been around for a long time, I go off on this with frequency, the kinds of people who, whether it be mother or father, who just leave. back to the consolation stuff, because that's the problem. That's the cause of more problems with adults than anything else. Not having two parents around, and the things that go along with it. What happens to your psyche if you see other people around have two parents and you only have one? What does that do? You're not good enough. The other person doesn't love me. All of that sort of thing. And I find it scurrilous. For more often than not, it's a father. But once in a while, you find a mother who just leaves. That's what happened to my father. My father's mother died when he was, 2 years old. And his father ran off and married somebody else. Never knew his father. Never had a conversation with his father. Never saw his father. He just abandoned him. So he grew up as an orphan. And you don't think that has my father was a tough guy. But when you really get down to it, on the surface, he was a tough guy. But who doesn't get affected by that? Who isn't going to be affected by the fact that your mother dies, and the father runs away? What kind of an example is that? And it happens, fathers are running away all over the place, running away from responsibility, running away from what they don't want to do. So what kind of a cur doesn't keep his pants on, impregnates a woman, and then just leaves? And there are plenty of them around.
Yeah.
And so that's what happens.
Did your dad ever find his dad? Ever talk to him?
Never did. Didn't know until 7 years after he died that he died.
Mm. His father didn't want anything to do with him.
What does that tell you? The father doesn't want anything to do with a person that you're responsible for bringing into the world.
So, no. Didn't know until 7 years after he died that he died.
Yeah.
Meaning the father was still alive when your dad died?
No, other way around.
Oh, okay.
My father's father died, and my father didn't hear about it until seven years after he died.
Okay.
Wow. It was that kind of, he never had, but he talked about it every once in a while as if he wished in his own way that he could have known at least where his father was. But he never got close enough to it. And what that taught me was, and my father, took off as well. When he confronted problems with my mother, rather than deal with her alcoholism, which he was a party to, he just left. And left the three of us holding the bag. So you don't think that has an impact on
as
you grow up?
As the father of an adopted daughter, I often wonder what my daughter will struggle with when it comes to knowing more about her. Birth parents.
I would think you would not let that wait. I would think at some point.
No. We talk about it all the time. We ride through when we go back to Columbia. We ride through the neighborhood. I mean, she is very, very in the know about what happened. So
good.
But still, there's going to be questions.
Yep. Yeah. Sure. All right. Speaking of questions, I got some questions for Dr. Ken. Let's see if we can get some answers from him in just a matter of moments. 13 past the hour now.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Staples guy. I need some more school supplies for my son.
Well, Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
I see. Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Whether you need back to school supplies or you're coming back for more, Staples has all your back to school essentials in stock and at low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Get to Kohl's this Thursday through Sunday. Save on your favorite brands for your home, like KitchenAid, Cuisinart, Food Network, Serta, and more. And any way you pay, take an extra 20% off your purchase. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. No limit. Use your Kohl's cash later on just about anything, online and in-store. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Offer valid September 8th to 11th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have 7 ingredients? Is it because 7 is a lucky number? Or because there's 7 wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate 7 cheesesteaks? No, it's because 7 is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
All right, 15 past the hour. Time for a visit with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is a medical expert that believes in proof. I love the way he puts it. He always talks and introduces himself as a doctor who does things based on evidence, the evidence-based ideas that he comes up with and the research he does. So let's start with... And by the way, good to have you back from your trip to Rome, where
it's
you presented a very important paper. As a heart, as a cardiologist, heart rhythm disorder and the work that's being done on that, tied to a range of various illnesses. What is the research on that?
Exactly, Doug. This is a report out of the British Medical Journal this week, because atrial fibrillation, the most common abnormal heart rhythm, we usually associate with an increased risk of stroke, but this common type of heart rhythm disorder is associated with a wider range of conditions than previously believed. This team reviewed 104 studies involving more than 9 million people, including nearly 590,000 people with atrial fibrillation, and they concluded that the heart rhythm disorder was also associated with, are you ready, heart disease, heart failure, kidney disease, sudden cardiac death, and death from all causes. Remember, President Bush 1 had this. Mm-hmm. The study did not prove atrial fibrillation caused these additional health risks, just that this was an association. About 5 million Americans have this. This is not an uncommon problem.
All right, so is this something that came out of this? You were in Rome at a meeting, a worldwide meeting of cardiologists. I think you told me there were 100,000 cardiologists who were
30,000 from the largest association of cardiologists throughout the world mm-hmm. each year.
And did this come from that? Did this information?
Yes.
Cause it did. So what else came? Let's just spend a moment giving a thumbnail sketch, if you will, to the audience. You presented a paper to the 30,000 having to do with what?
There's about 3 million heart catheterizations a year performed in America looking for coronary artery disease, the number one killer of Americans. And about 1 million of these are normal. Also, now we do CT scans to look at the coronaries. And we used to think, myself not included, that if you had a heart catheterization and there was no blockage or not significant blockages, it wasn't a heart problem. But people have symptoms, they have abnormal stress tests, and then the reflex of a cardiologist has been GI consultation after you don't see any significant blockage. And we've been wrong in half those people. That's about 500,000 people a year. They have small vessel heart disease. This is blockage in the microvessels. It's called microvascular angina or coronary microvascular dysfunction, small vessel heart disease. And this is causing the symptoms, and this is being misdiagnosed by cardiologists for decades, telling people they have no heart problem when half of them with an half of them with a normal or near normal catheterization or CAT scan, they actually do have heart disease.
Mm-hmm. So you presented a paper explaining what people, what doctors can do that don't have research?
I have, most humbly, with a professor at Stony Brook University in New York, discovered an effective treatment for this. What we actually think is the most effective treatment for this problem, enhanced external counterpulsation, EECP, and I presented our data and also the world's peer-reviewed published data on using EECP to treat small vessel heart disease to a group of worldwide renowned professors of cardiology, department chairman of cardiology throughout the world, and got their feedback, and it was just an incredible meeting.
Yeah, that's what you said. You put me on EECP, 5, 6, 7 years ago, I think.
Correct.
And it was because you saw something in the little
microvessels. Exactly. It's an incredible common problem. To everybody, if you had a heart catheterization or a CT scan and they told you that you had no problem, well, half of you were misdiagnosed.
Mm-hmm. There you go. I'm glad I got you as my cardiologist because I didn't get misdiagnosed. And after, 4 or 5, how many years did I do that? 3, 4 years? And then
correct.
It seemed to straighten out the problem.
Exactly.
Right? All right. Speaking of straightening out problems, let's spend 30 seconds on how the river of life improves by using Superbeats, Ken.
Well, this is award-winning, Nobel Prize-winning research that we all need nitric oxide, the third gas in the body. There's oxygen, carbon dioxide, and nitric oxide. You need oxygen. We know that from head to toe. The red blood cells carry it, but they also need in their other arm carrying the nitric oxide, which is like the garage door opener that opens up the blood vessels, allows the red blood cell in to deliver the oxygen from head to toe. If your body is not continuously making nitric oxide, you won't be able to deliver this oxygen and your body won't be functioning properly.
You'll be able to do it, though, if you take Ken's advice and order Super Beats. First supply gets a free month. So you order 3, you get 4. Call 800-655-4183. Fabulous product. 800-655-4183 with fantastic results. Super Beats, 800-655-4183.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Sounds like the material girl to me. 23 past the hour, Madonna. Quite a hard to went to a concert of hers last year. Wow.
She did? You saw the Rebel Heart tour?
I did.
Wow. Did you like it?
Most of it. I didn't like the beginning of it, but then I liked it after she started getting into some of the hits. The stuff about the Catholic Church is pretty pretty ominous. Ominous, it says. Yeah, pretty ominous stuff. Madonna and Guy Ritchie, her former husband, have resolved their custody dispute over their son, Rocco, and figured out where he's supposed to live. The court spokespeople say that the agreement was reached on Wednesday. 16-year-old Rocco Ritchie will continue to live with his father in London. Court-appointed lawyer told a state judge in March that the international and public dispute was causing young Rocco stress. The judge previously had ruled that Rocco ought to return to his mother's custody after he left her tour to live with Ritchie when she was going through England. The new judge urged the couple to reach an agreement on their own, citing privacy concerns for Rocco, and apparently they've done that, so he's going to stay with his father. Right.
This has been a bizarre celebrity story. It's this back and forth. No one really knows why does he wants nothing to do with his mother and he only wants to live with his dad. Now, I mean, I think it's probably because at 16 you probably want to live with your dad because it's like two bachelors living together and there's probably not a lot of rules or structure and Madonna is known for rules and structure.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
but
the daughter has very tightly, I don't know if control is the right word, but certainly there's a tight influence from her mother.
Yeah. To her credit,
Lourdes, isn't that the name?
Lourdes, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, Lourdes goes to NYU, and she's often with her dad, her dad, Carlos Leon, and he's still friendly with Madonna, apparently, because you see them together all the time. But it's very, to Madonna's credit, she could have raised, like, the worst kid.
Right.
And she didn't.
All right. So we have that story from Madonna. Now the other side of the musical spin is from Taylor Swift, the Taylor Swift camp, and Calvin Harris. He's a producer more than he's a disc jockey and
a DJ.
Right?
He doesn't. Yeah.
So
DJ
they had a
producer.
Relationship for a while. He has broken his silence on the split. He kept things private and out of the press for a few months following his breakup, which was pretty public from this lady who I think either has a problem or is a problem, one or the other. Is that a guy's looking at this, a guy's point of view?
Well, I don't know.
She just broke up with this guy Hiddleston the other day. Been with him for a couple of months.
Problem, if I was her friend, I would say, calm down, girl. Because as soon as she starts dating someone, she's flying around the world with them. She met his family in England.
She's out there, like, night she's done with one guy, and the next night she's with a new guy.
Yeah. These relationships that she's in, they burn out so fast. I mean, after 2 to 3 months, when you're in your mid-20s, that shouldn't be happening. That's like high school and college.
Yeah. When it ended, all hell broke loose, Harris said. Let's see. They split in June, and then she jumped right into the deal with Hiddleston, and now it's September, and she's out with him.
What's the longest-term relationship she's ever had? A year?
This, I think, with Calvin Harris was just over a year.
Mm-hmm.
That's the longest.
And how many documented boyfriends has she had?
Oh, too many to name.
For both of us, it was the wrong situation, he said. It clearly wasn't right, so it ended, but all the stuff that happened afterwards, very difficult when something you consider so personal plays out in such a public way. The aftermath of the relationship was way more heavily publicized than the relationship itself, he said. When we were together, we were careful for it not to be a media circus, but then it became that after. He says, I'm not good at being a celebrity. All right, so there's that story. Now public, 28 past the hour.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have 7 ingredients? Is it because 7 is a lucky number? Or because there's 7 wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate 7 cheesesteaks? No, it's because 7 is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Lionfish are cool to see, but stings are painful and on the rise as their numbers increase. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll tell you what to do if a lionfish stings you.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Lionfish possess spines that transport venom into puncture wounds. The injuries can be extraordinarily painful. Soaking the wound in non-scalding hot water to tolerance will likely relieve the pain from a lionfish sting. Of course, if the injured person appears intoxicated or is weak, vomiting, short of breath, or unconscious, seek immediate advanced medical care. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
GCN and Youngevity are bringing Dr. Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo, Vice Presidential Marketing Director with Youngevity and the GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet Dr. Joel Wallach for leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth. Visit wallachhawaii.com, teamgaday.com or call 808-436-5025. 808-436-5025.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I turn the music up, I got my records on. I shut the world outside until the lights go on. Maybe the streets are alive, maybe the trees are gone. I feel my heart stop beating to my favorite song.
How's your heart today? Hopefully it's in the right place. Looking forward to a healthy fall, a good season. Let's beat our chests, okay? You want to?
I make his chest stronger.
Why not? Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Rich McFadden. The big movie of the week is going to be Sully. That movie, now that it's been reviewed and is out there for a lot of people to... You saw the trailer and you thought, why? You know, there are a few moments in the trailer that are uncomfortable, where it looks like the guys who are accident investigators for the FAA sort of grill Mr. Sullenberger, Captain Sullenberger. And apparently, it's causing quite a hubbub on the Hudson. The United States government has said, as of yesterday, they object to the way the investigators are portrayed in the movie, based on what happened when the plane took off from LaGuardia, was in the sky for about 2 minutes. The birds went through the engine. They both flamed out. And he couldn't get to Teterboro. He couldn't get back to LaGuardia. So he said, okay, the only thing I can see is he's basically maneuvering himself through the buildings of New York City. If you ever talk to anybody who actually saw what was going on, before he got over the river, he's trying to maneuver his way through the sort of east side of New York. To keep from, and they do a fabulous job. You can see in the previews of how Eastwood produced this, I'm sure, using lots of, what do they call that stuff?
CGI.
CGI. To make it look like where the pilots are sitting in the cockpit, how they're looking out over the city and trying to dodge the buildings on their way down to the water.
I think both engines caught on fire, right?
Yeah.
I know they lost both engines.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. But the accident event, one of the guys worked for, I'm not sure if it was the airline, I think it was the airline, said, you could have brought that plane back to the airport. You ruined our plane, you know, that kind of stuff. The typical things that you'd hear.
Tell you what, next time I'll land it on your house.
Right.
I'll bring it all the way back.
So then that created an aura with the accident investigators. You know, how they always send, the FAA always sends in investigators when there's an airplane crash. And so they don't look good. In this movie, and why is it Clint Eastwood's job to make them look good when they were a bunch of boobs? They tried to find out how many drinks he'd had the day. I mean, you look at all of this stuff. This guy has an impeccable, a flawless record of flying for 40 years, and they're going to try to rip him over the coals. The guy who was the president of the airline at the time, Doug Parker, who now has U.S. Air joined with American, runs American, is nothing but a hacker and a slasher. He's a boob. And so he doesn't pull off the people who are asking the questions. He could easily have protected Sullenberger and really didn't. But I think this is going to be a fabulous movie. I think there are going to be more people trying to see this movie and find out what happened and see the drama that Clint Eastwood creates around although we were joking yesterday, Richie posted something, or I think he reposted something that's been floating around on social media, pictures of the various movies that Tom Hanks has been in where he's been involved in transportation, Castaway, the Captain Phillips of the, he was the guy that was running that merchant marine ship that got taken over by the Somalis, the Apollo 13 mission that didn't do so well, and now this.
Never travel with Tom Hanks.
Don't travel with Tom Hanks. Anyway, so I'm looking forward to the movie. I don't know if I get tickets to see
it. I've heard great things about it. Yeah,
but, yeah. It's for several different reasons. Everybody likes Tom Hanks. This is a fabulous story about a hero, and Clint Eastwood at 86 still's got it. Still has it. He knows how to do it, and so I think that we'll have something that is very cool. Meanwhile, it's time for some food news. Ready, ready?
Oh, I love food.
You're ready.
Food news. Good news for those of you who like Starbucks, and good news for those of you who like almond milk. Apparently, Starbucks has added almond milk to their menu to make customers happy. Almond milk, it's almond milk, a creation of Starbucks' own that will contain 3 grams of sugar per serving and give your drink a rich, nutty flavor. I don't understand how they can claim this is theirs. You can buy almond milk in the store. It's called almond milk.
Yeah, I think they're just branding their own now. Instead of using other brands, they're using a Starbucks brand of almond milk.
Oh, so they're calling almond milk, but the almond milk is not a brand. Almond milk is a type of milk.
And they previously didn't have almond milk.
No.
In Starbucks,
that was the thing.
Right.
That was the thing.
They jumped right to coconut milk, which was interesting because coconut milk took a lot longer for people to catch on to it than almond milk. So it is weird that they went to coconut milk. They've had soy milk forever. And now to just now add almond milk is kind of interesting.
Don't do soy.
I think they should make milk out of pumpkin seeds. pumpkin.
I like hemp milk. Have you ever had hemp?
I have had hemp.
No, man.
Yeah, hemp milk is
hemp
great.
Is, well, it's like a lot of other things that are hemp products that are misconstrued by guys like Richie who think that it's all about getting smoked and toked up.
No.
But it's not. It's very good stuff.
And when I used to drink coffee, which I gave up right before I started on this show.
Good for you.
I know. Weird timing. But hemp milk, if you're looking for a non-dairy substitute, hemp milk is surprisingly delicious in coffee.
But you're going to get a good deal from Starbucks. They're only going to charge you an extra 60 cents for your coffee. They charge 60 cents for coconut and soy milks, so they want another 60 cents for
almond
milk.
Credit app.
What a deal. They're doing such. I mean,
hey, just a thought.
Fabulous.
I'm reading one of Rick Edelman's books about
the money guy.
Yeah, the money guy about retirement and your retirement fund. What if you took that $6 a day and put it in a retirement fund?
Same thing if you ask for people who smoke.
What if you took that cigarette money and put it in a retirement fund? One of the points he makes that is just fabulous is when people who can't afford to buy lottery tickets buy lottery tickets. What if instead you took that $100, $50 and put it in a retirement account, a 401k, when you started when you're 25 or something like that? You would have a lottery ticket in your hand by the time you're 50.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Same thing with the coffee. Same thing with the cigarettes.
Yep. Same thing. All right. In a moment, we're going to, as long as we're in the milk department, the milk of the future. We're going to study how we can have milk without cows. That's up next here.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I want to save for the future, too. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out a plan. If I stick to it, I can have an income stream for life and maintain my lifestyle in retirement. Looks like a life of rewarding work could pay off for a lifetime.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
Get the cold this Thursday through Sunday. Save on your favorite brands for your home, like KitchenAid, Cuisinart, Food Network, Serta, and more. And any way you pay, take an extra 20% off your purchase. Plus, everyone gets $10 cold cash for every $50 spent. No limit. Use your cold cash later on just about anything, online and in-store. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Offer valid September 8th to 11th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
QL1, this is Control, checking in to see how excited you are for launch. Over. Well, actually, Control, I'm kind of bored. I think you cut out, QL1. It sounded like you said you were bored. That's affirmative, Control. You're about to travel 17,000 miles per hour through Earth's atmosphere, and you're bored? It just doesn't sound that exciting after using Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. I was able to get a completely online custom mortgage approval in minutes. All right, you cut out for sure this time. Did you say I can get a mortgage approval in minutes? That's right, Control. Minutes. Whether you're purchasing a new house or refinancing your existing home, Rocket Mortgage securely pulls your pay stubs and bank statements to build you a custom mortgage solution so you get exactly what you want. Wow, that is exciting. Yep, definitely better than months of dehydrated ice cream and powdered orange drink.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
This message is sponsored by Elcon with USA Swimming.
Hi, I'm Dara Torres, 5-time Olympic swimmer, former world record holder, and paid spokesperson for Elcon. It takes hard work and dedication to be an Olympic athlete, but now my most important job is being a mom to my own swimmer. This summer, your children may be spending more time in the water, so it's important to know how to spot signs and symptoms of swimmer's ear and to know what to do about it. As my doctor explained, swimmer's ear, medically known as acute otitis externa, or AOE for short, is a common ear infection often brought on by water remaining in the ear after swimming, creating an environment that aids the growth of bacteria. You can learn more about swimmer's ear at drops101.com. If you notice your child has any signs of swimmer's ear, contact your doctor to discuss potential treatment options. Go to drops101.com to learn more.
A friend of mine, Richie and I, are off the air in Victoria discussing how to take care of an earache and ear problems, alcohol and vinegar.
together, combined, Rich?
Yeah, you put a little bit of alcohol and a couple drops of vinegar, and you put it in the ear, and it just dries it right up. Because my daughter was on the dive team, and all of the other parents on the dive team were like, here you go. Here's what you do.
Huh. Fix inner ear problems.
Just a couple drops, and then you just put it in, and then turn the ear back up and let it drain out, and it just dries everything right up.
Really? Let it drop.
Google it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, I've done a few drops of alcohol into my ear if I've been in the ocean a lot or whatever, and that seems to do it. But I didn't know vinegar mixed with alcohol.
It helps kill the bacteria.
Stick a little alcohol. That comes from the bartender who said you had too much to drink. Put it in your ear.
Right, yeah. When you have a 9-year-old daughter running around going, it hurts, Dad. Do something.
Take care of it.
It's pretty quick.
46 past the hour. Okay. The future of milk. The alternative milk industry, as we were talking about, soy, hemp, nuts, like almonds. There are a lot of younger consumers turning to this type of milk because supposedly it is better for you, especially if you have allergies or if you have ethical concerns about eating food from animals like this. So the number of people drinking dairy steadily plummeting. It's one of the problems that American family farmers have with trying to stay in the dairy business. There's no money in it because the prices just keep pushed because of all these competitors that may be better for you in some ways. Although I will tell you, as an expert when it comes to ice cream, soy ice cream, hemp ice cream, it all sucks. It's terrible. It's just awful. The only good ice cream is made with as much butter fat as you can get into it. It's not great for you, but it is wonderful ice cream. 18% at my dairy store. Average that you get if you buy some crappy stuff in the food store, you're going to get butter about 12% butter fat. I had 18 in the ice cream that I served at my store, and it was fabulous, fabulous, fabulous. But it's not great for your waistline if you have a lot of it every day. There's a food tech startup based in Berkeley. Sounds like a good place for this. That is producing animal-free dairy products that taste like the real thing. See, that's it. Our old pal, the supermarket guru, Phil Lempert, would say any number of times on the air, Richie, that it made no difference what the product was made of as long as it tasted good. You give people something healthy that tastes good, they're all over it. If it doesn't taste good, forget it. They go back to the old stuff. So this company is called Perfect Day. They are making dairy products from proteins that come from fermented yeast, which is pretty much what you get when you brew beer. So this is beer milk, in a sense. Company claims it uses 98% less water, 91% less land, 84% less greenhouse gases, no methane, 65% less energy than what you get in regular milk. So this Perfect Day company, startup in Berkeley, California. They say over time they've adjusted the amount of calcium and potassium and other nutrients to get the mixture to taste good, to look good, and feel just like milk that comes out of a cow.
Leave it to the California hippies to turn beer into milk.
Right? That's exactly what
God
this
love
is.
Them.
This is absolutely strictly a California hippie deal. Perfect Day, raised $4 million so far, trying to get money to build a plant and get to work on all of these things, making milk from plant-based proteins.
Here's the deal, Dairy Farmer.
I'm a dairy farmer.
The dairy milk has certain attributes and vitamins that you cannot get from the non-dairy milk, though.
Not natural vitamin D.
But the dairy business has ruined itself so that you can't get those things from the current milk anyway.
Right. You only get it from raw milk.
Unless you buy it from Doug's Farm Store.
That's right. Raw milk, that's it. The stuff you get in the store that's been processed is garbage. You might be drinking white water. 10 minutes for the hour.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243. 990-1243.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Missing something from not having seen this movie. This is music from the movie Rudy, which came out in 1993. Chuck Curry, our movie man, lives in Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania. He runs the movie, the local movie house there. He did a revival showing of this. So I've not ever seen this, and all three, Victoria, Richie, and Chuck, are saying, what in the world, how could you not, you especially, not have seen Rudy?
One of the most inspirational movies you will ever see in your life.
Hmm. This is one of the only movies that guys are allowed to cry at.
Really?
Yeah. All men get a little teary-eyed when they watch Rudy.
You know what's interesting about that? It stars Sean Astin, who's a really appealing actor. He has a terrific performance in that film. I did a revival last Sunday night of it on the big screen. It was awesome. But there's two, I told the audience before it started, there's two actors in that film, it was made in 93, to look for, who have gone on to have very big careers in the business. One was John Favreau, who played Rudy's best friend in the film. He went on to direct Iron Man and is a huge director in the business. But I found that to be interesting. But after I watched it, Doug, I wanted to run through a wall. It's that inspirational.
Really?
Yeah, okay. You should try it sometime.
Running through a wall or watching Rudy?
Well, either one.
Charles Dutton is in it, too, and he's fantastic in the movie.
Yeah.
All right, so I'll check it out. Thank you. When I get my Netflix actually hooked up so they can use it.
And by the way, that is great. That is a great score by Jerry Goldsmith, who we always talk about John Williams. He's also one of the best.
He's done some good, yeah. Score. He and Lalo Schifrin, a bunch like that.
Yep.
Okay, the hubbub on the Hudson caused by the portrayal of the investigators in the Sully movie. We'll focus on that, plus what reviews Chucker has seen, how Rotten Tomatoes is looking at Sully, which will be the movie event of the weekend, I'm going to guess, maybe even of the month. That's coming right up here.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 1919 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1919.
56 past the hour now. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here with a focus on Clint Eastwood, the man, the director, 86 years old. Some of the quotes from Clint Eastwood that Richie found that were kind of cool. Chucker, if you want a guarantee, buy a toaster. I tried being reasonable. I didn't like it. I have a very strict gun control policy. If there's a gun around, I want to be in control of it. I don't believe in pessimism. If something doesn't come up the way you want, forge ahead. If you think it's all going to, if it's going to rain, it will. I like that. So anyway, the story.
Right?
Yeah, he's a straight shooter. 86 years old. He's got it. He's got it. He's got it. He's got it. This is a fabulous movie. The feds today apparently just got a hold yesterday of the movie, and they saw it, and they didn't like the way they were portrayed, so they protested to the Eastwood about the way the investigators from the FAA were.
Well, it's a little bit too late, because I don't think he's going to go into the editing room and fix anything before it's released tonight at 7 o'clock.
There's anything to fix anyway.
Think about it. This movie was made for you, Doug Steffen.
Yeah.
A movie about airplanes, directed by Clint Eastwood, and the pilot is a gray-haired career pilot. This thing was absolutely written for you.
Yeah. Was it an Airbus? Do you get to also make
fun of
the plane?
It was a crap can Airbus. Yeah,
that goes down, right. Yeah, see?
Boeing plane probably wouldn't have gone down. So, Chucker, what's Rotten Tomatoes saying about about Sully?
Last time I looked, it was 75% positive, which is more than good enough. I think it should have a pretty sizable opening weekend, and if the public likes it, it's going to have legs, because September primarily is not a great month for high profile.
Well, the public likes Eastwood. The public likes Hanks. The public wants to hear that. They want to feel good, and that's what they're going to do when they walk out of the theater and say, wow, can you imagine that guy? Sullenberg will probably make the rounds again on all the late night shows, and so there you go. And it was
so
about
you're going to go see it.
I absolutely going to go see it.
Yeah, me too.
If I can figure out how to get into it tomorrow night, I can't imagine it's going to be very easy to get in. I think it'll. It's the kind of movie we need to have more of, frankly. Chuck Curry, we need more of him. He's with us. We'll say it again, Doug. Here with us at.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.